Okay, so let's unpack this. If you are an educator or like an MTSS coach or a librarian, welcome to today's deep dive. You know, usually when we talk about classroom tools, there is this expectation of strict categories, right? Like a filing cabinet.
Great, yeah. You have your phonics worksheets in one drawer and your SEL prompts in another.
Exactly. But step into an actual elementary classroom, and that filing cabinet is basically tipped over.
Oh, completely tipped over. It's chaos.
Yeah, we're looking at a daily reality where behavior, emotions, and academics are just this messy tangle. So today, our mission is to explore this hidden gem of a professional literacy tool that tries to solve this. It's called puppykisses.com.
Yeah, and despite the very cute name, it is actually built by PhDs in educational psychology. And the sources point to this thing they call the Puppy Kisses Secret.
Which is what exactly?
Well, it is this unique platform that bridges the gap between social emotional learning, or SEL, and academic literacy. And they do this using a shared character universe.
Right. So I like to think of this puppy pack as like a perfectly balanced classroom ecosystem. You have these six equal archetypes. There's Cora, Zach, Tess, Emily, Jacob, and Scarlett.
Yeah, and they represent totally different learning styles.
Exactly. Like Emily is the shy bookworm who gets overwhelmed in crowds, and Zach is this energetic gamer who has trouble sitting still. Then you have Scarlett, the science-loving brain. It really is a mirror of your actual students.
It is. And what's fascinating here is that these aren't just, cute animal mascots. The stories actually use a proprietary 10-step school-first framework.
Oh,
Yeah, it
interesting.
means they model resilience and empathy and problem solving through the narrative itself. So it creates this low floor, high ceiling environment for all the readers.
Wait, really? But here's where it gets really interesting for me, because how does a teacher actually use this to teach the hard academic skills and not just, good behavior?
Right. So it connects directly back to academic differentiation. Because the character traits are consistent, teachers can instantly level their instruction.
Oh, because they use the platform's three reading stages, right? The early, the confident or transitional, and then the advanced family reads for independent reading.
Exactly. And the kids already know that, say, Scarlett is a science nerd. So an advanced text can dive right into a complex experiment, while an early reader text just focuses on her feelings during that exact same experiment.
That makes so much sense. And that actually brings up a specific classroom hack from our sources that I loved. It is this 15-minute creative writing station using what they call short story builders.
Yes, the short story builders, they are fantastic.
Yeah, because it basically cures the dreaded blank page syndrome. Usually you announce creative writing time and three hands shoot up saying, I don't know what to write about.
Oh, always. Because, well, the blank page is intimidating for everyone, but by giving students a pre-existing world, it drastically lowers that cognitive load.
Right, they don't have to spend all this mental energy inventing a protagonist in a setting from scratch.
Exactly. If we connect this to the bigger picture, these free common Coraline builders are a highly structured scaffold. For grades 1 through 3, it's scaffold sequencing, so using words like first, next, finally.
And then for grades 6 and 7, it tackles complex point of view and social emotions, right?
Right. They might write a scene from Emily's perspective, exploring that dissonance between how she feels internally versus what she projects to a crowd. It transforms passive readers into confident published authors without it feeling like tedious homework.
Well, so what does this all mean for you at home? If giving kids a pre-existing world is a lifesaver in the classroom, it must be amazing for parents at the kitchen table.
Oh, absolutely. These resources are intentionally designed to be parent-friendly.
So your literacy support doesn't just stop at the classroom door.
Precisely. The story builders act as these collaborative family activities, so parents can engage with their children's social-emotional development while also practicing those core writing mechanics at the same time.
It really takes that tipped over filing cabinet we talked about, where emotions and academics are all jumbled, and organizes it into a vibrant ecosystem. It's just a brilliant free resource using storytelling to make literacy and SEL achievable and joyful.
It really is. This raises an important question to leave you with, though.
Oh, what's that?
Well, if a consistent character-driven universe is the key to seamlessly blending academic rigor with emotional intelligence for kids, how might we apply this exact same framework to adult professional development?
Oh, wow. Yeah, imagine a PD seminar with our own version of the puppy pack. I mean, I think we all know Zach or an Emily in the staff room. Something for you to mull over as you plan your next lesson or your next staff meeting.